At the Farm Progress Show, I'm visiting with Steve Nodal with Monsanto. Steve, it's great to see you. One of the things we always look to here at this show is announcements of new products, services, and I'll bet you we've got something to look forward to with Monsanto.
We do. We look forward to announcements as well across our entire business, and specifically this year in our crop protection business, we have the opportunity for farmers across the U.S. and specifically in Iowa and in the Corn Belt is to talk about a pre-label in soybeans with Warrant herbicide. So this is the first year in 2013 we'll have the ability to talk to farmers and retailers about the value it has for additional and extended weed control for grass and small seed of broadleaves. It's really a nice fit in soybean acres pre coupled with a product like Valor or Authority for another mode of action pre, then followed with a product like Roundup in crop. So farmers can maximize their weed control, enhance their yield benefit, and most importantly for them, have an economical solution that they can qualify for through the Roundup Ready Plus incentives that they earn by using Warrant and Roundup brands and Valor and Authority.
How important is it now for farmers to really look at that pre-emerge part of their program?
Yeah, it's a great question. And here, what we love about the Farm Progress Show, many things we love about the show, but we get feedback from other farmers. They walk up to us at the technology tent, and they're giving us input and asking us questions. And I had a farmer from the southeast that's been in the glyphosate-resistant geography on Palmer pigweed, and he talked through his concerns and some of his best management practices. And he talked about he's using four modes of action for residual in cotton, and in soybeans he's using over two modes of action. At the same time, the farmer from Iowa was listening to the conversation and came in, so we started to have a dialogue about what can we do as the issue shifts north to be more proactive, to manage any resistant species threats. So one of those is multiple modes of action on the farm using Warrant, Valor as an example, Warrant Authority, and followed by Roundup and qualifying for Roundup Ready Plus incentives. Those are things you can do. They're really best management practices to help delay the onset of what's happened in the southeast and the growers from the south. We thank you for giving us feedback to have a better management in the northern country in the Corn Belt.
How about, when we talk about weed management, I know you've got a new tool, I guess you would say, tied in with Roundup Ready Plus, looking at these mobile applications, I guess.
We have. So we continue to get feedback from farmer customers about how can you make this more simple, simplify the different weed management recommendations you make. So we're introducing a mobile app, and it helps simplify the process by the grower can put in his weed spectrum. He can put in the products that he wants to use with use rates. It calculates the appropriate quantity on the total farm. And most importantly, it calculates the incentives for that farmer customer. If he does walk through the process, he has some nice incentives there to maximize yield and qualify for Roundup Ready Plus. So what's surprising to some, but maybe not to us, is that whenever we launch an app to farmers, they ask us, well, where was it? You know, you think that sometimes farmers may be behind in innovation, but in reality, that's not. So they've been looking for this, and it's been very well received, and we're really excited about the opportunity for farmers to use this in 13 on their wireless applications and tools they have via iPads, iPhones, et cetera. You bet.
Yeah, so they just need to go to either Google Play or the Apple App Store, and they can find it, just maybe do a search there for Weed Manager Plus, I guess.
Yes, that, and just go on to RoundupReadyPlus.com as well. That's, if there's a key takeaway from our conversations this week, it's get familiar with Roundup Ready Plus, go on the website, spend some time in it, try to make it feel simple. And if it's not, go talk to your key retail partnerships and seed dealers, and they can walk you through the details. But, everything we have in Roundup Ready Plus for 2013 is will soon be updated, and it's all about choice. And it's not only our own brands in Monsanto, it's FMC, Valent, and some other third-party partnerships that we've added to it to maximize the farmers' weed control and increase their yield benefits for 2013.
Well, let's just close out here looking at seed treatments. I know with Acceleron, you have, I guess, a new generation of fungicide here for soybeans and cotton, right?
It is. We've introduced a new generation for 2013 through the Acceleron brands, and it provides an extended level of disease control, specifically for growers in the Corn Belt, the Southeast, really throughout the U.S. who have a rhizoctonia issue. It provides an expanded footprint for rhizoctonia activity and the proven benefits that we've seen historically on Acceleron for the insecticidal component as well. So thrilled about what this can do. We talk about it's a multi-step system. treat your best genetics and traits you can buy with the best seed treatment through Acceleron, and manage your weed control through Roundup Ready Plus with residuals followed by the Roundup brand and other crop needs if needed, and your incentives to be maximized, and that's first through yield and secondly through the Roundup Ready Plus incentives to the initiative going forward in 13.
Well, a lot going on with Monsanto, and we've had the pleasure to visit with Monsanto on many levels already here at the show. Glad to talk with you, Steve Nodal, just talking about some of the new things we're going to see coming out here from Monsanto as we move towards next year's growing season. Here at Farm Progress Show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.